All right. So, Cain killed Abel. Jezebel tried to kill all the true prophets. In Revelation, the Jezebel spirit, the harlot riding the beast. The harlot riding the beast is portrayed in Revelation, right? And the cup that she's carrying is full of the blood, the wine of the blood of the saints. In other words, she's drinking of the blood of the saints, right? Eve went down into deception, took the whole race down. Eve was the first Jezebel. The devil was really the first Jezebel, but Eve followed after. And the fallen angels. Why do you think the angels, a third of the angels rebelled? Why do you think that is the case? Why do you think the devil's mad? Why do you think that the kings of the earth are rebelling against God? The Bible says the kings of the earth are fighting against God. The devil stirs them up and they fight against God again. Why would they do that? The reason is, in my opinion, I could be wrong about this. I'm not claiming this is doctrine, but I believe the devil saw the script and he was angry because his role is the Joker. But God knew the heart of mankind in the womb. God knew when he made man that some would fall, some wouldn't. So should he make the script? Should he design the script? There's always a Batman and a Joker, right? There's always a Flash and an anti-Flash. So they're mad because you are the elect. They're angry because you are the elect saints. And God protects his own. And they have to come up with these fraternities and sororities and these secret societies to protect themselves. Why do you think they all hang out together and they all go out and drink and stuff? Why do you think they hate you? Because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. So we see the Jezebel thread all the way through from Genesis to Revelation. Eve was the first Jezebel. Adam loved Eve, so he went down with the ship. Eve is a piece cut off. You might say, well, how, if Eve dropped us down into sin, how can in Adam all die? Eve is the side of Adam. The object lesson is, you have the Jezebel spirit in you, called the flesh, the old Adamic nature. Everybody does. So it's trying to kill you. But it has to die daily. They threw Jezebel out the window, right? In order for the nation to run right and peacefully and orderly, your flesh mind has to die. The same story playing outside. You got people trying to kill you, take you out. The legalist. You know legalism is the Jezebel spirit because Jesus said, "You're trying to kill me." And so she's riding the beast. The beast has multi heads, but it's the same spirit. The Jezebel spirit, the legalist, the ones who deny the faith. I could list them. I need to make a list and just show how they're all connected. They're all connected at its root, you know. So they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And so the cup that she's carrying is the blood of the prophets that were on earth. Cain killed Abel for what reason? Because Cain was a legalist. He wanted to bring his own works instead of faith alone, the sacrifice. Abel brought a sheep or some kind of something out of his flock. He didn't have to do any work. It was already done. Cain, he worked by the sweat of his brow. He wanted to bring his own sacrifice, his good deeds, you know. But the Bible says it was finished before the foundation of the world. Hebrews 4 says that. The works were finished before the foundation of the world, so you enter in by faith. And so they hate when you say faith alone and Jesus alone. And these agents, slaves of Jezebel, they always show up. When you are able to rightly divide the word and see it for what it is, they have to show up with a mask. Just like the psychopath puts on a mask, but it always there's always a crack in the mask. They want to lock you into a marriage or lock you into an agreement or a business or some kind of long-term commitment. You're better off not doing that. You're better off not tying to this place. This place is crazy. You got a bunch of flesh creatures. Even the saved people had the flesh side. I mean, everybody can lose their mind if they're not careful. If you push somebody far enough, they'll lose it, just like a narcissist can push your buttons, your triggers, and you lose it, and then they turn around and blame it on you. They push your triggers, you lose it, and then they turn around and say, "See, you're crazy. They did it on purpose." All you have to do is Google, just do a Google search, the last 30 to 60 or 90 days of people killing each other in their own house. That's ridiculous. Your house is supposed to be a home, a safe place, peace and quiet, you know. Why are people cursing in their house? If somebody's cursing at you, if somebody's always cursing, they might claim to be smart, but that, to me, that's a small mind. That's corrupt. They're corrupt. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If they're cursing all the time, they're corrupt. I don't care who they are. Something wrong with them. Why are they so lazy not to learn some new vocabulary? Learn something new. Usually the people cursing all the time are uneducated, to be honest with you. They're just completely corrupt. If all that comes out of our mouth is a curse word, they usually have a small mind when it comes to goals and future. The ability to think about different topics, whether it's math, science, physics, whatever. And all that's kind of a waste, though. I probably have, I don't know how many hours, 20,000 hours or 50,000 hours of messages on my website, and you don't hear me curse the whole time. I got content without cursing. I got 10 years of content without any cursing. How's that possible? It's a miracle, though. That's all I was raised around, a bunch of curse. drunks, drug heads, and cursed. That's all I saw. I said, when I get out of here, I ain't gonna have that in my house. Peace. Peace like a river. And David in the Bible said he wouldn't have a liar in his face or a liar in his house. And I agree with him.
Hi, Lee.
So yeah, the game keeps playing out. And as soon as they open their mouth, you know what team they're on usually. Team Jesus or Team Devil? It's really easy to see. You know, there's some people that are slick out there, but usually you can tell. Because if there's no peace in their heart, if they don't have any peace, out of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? Trust me, I deal with them every day. I know who the agents are by their words. Now, there's some that slip by. They're slick, but all you have to do is just don't judge a book by its cover. Just listen to the what. Open it up, listen to the words. You have a spine, a book has a spine. You just let them open their mouth and you listen to their words. And just like you open a book and you read the words, and it tells you what's on the inside. The words reveal the heart. Easy button. Just like when you open a book, it reveals the heart of the writer. Not complicated. They are literally trying to take out the saints. Think about it. It's happening in every dispensation. Her cup is full of the blood of the elect. Her sin stinks to the high heaven and is nothing but murder and chaos and trouble. No peace. No peace, saith the Lord to the wicked. If you're losing your peace, you're either yoked up with the wicked or you're thinking about it, or you're in a path you shouldn't be on. Somebody's deceived you or something. If you're around somebody that you just lose your peace, that's a red flag right there. That's a red flag.